أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. مثل الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله كمثل حبة أنبتت سبع سنابل في كل سنبلة 100 حبة والله يضاعف لمن يشاء والله واسع عليم. Verse number 261 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the coming verses explains the virtues, the rules, the conditions of spending in the way of Allah and spending of the wealth that Allah has given us. Nowhere else will you find in the Quran where Allah speaks of charity with such detail. And Allah commences by citing a parable, by citing an example. Allah says, Mathal. Mathal means the example or the similitude of those who spend their wealth. The example of الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ, those who spend their wealth في سبيل الله, in the way of Allah. في سبيل الله, in the way of Allah, refers to spending in any charitable avenue to earn the happiness of Allah, whether it is for Hajj, whether it is towards a masjid, whether it is towards a madrasa, towards an orphanage, spending on one's family, spending on one's relatives, assisting the needy, assisting the poor, assisting the widows and the orphans. All of these avenues of spending fall under the category of sabilillah, in the way of Allah. So Allah says the example of those who spend in the way of Allah, kamathali habba, it's like the example of a single grain. Habba means a seed, a single grain. Ambatat sab'a sanabila. Allah says this single grain, this one seed, it is cultivated, it is planted, and then it produces a stem, and on the stem there are 7 ears. Fi kulli sumbulatin mi'atu habba, 7 ears of grain. And in every ear, Allah says there are 100 seeds. So Allah says, look at this, one single grain that you have placed into the ground, it has produced 7 ears of grain. And in every ear of grain, there are 100 seeds. Allah says, such is spending. You spend 1 rand, Allah takes that 1 rand and Allah multiplies it. Allah multiplies it. So that is from one grain, from 1 cent, from that one seed, Allah says, there was produced 700 seeds. Wallahu yudaif. And Allah says, Allah can multiply even more than that, liman yasha, for whomsoever Allah wants, based on the sincerity that what one Allah with which a person had at the time of spending, Allah says Allah can even multiply more than that for whomsoever He wishes. Wallahu wasi'. Allah is all embracing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's generosity knows no bounds, and Allah is alim. Allah is all knowing. Now in this parable, Allah has mentioned indirectly the conditions of spending. Firstly, Allah uses the parable of a farmer. He has a seed and he plants it into the ground. So there are 3 aspects. One is when it comes to farming and when it comes to cultivating. Firstly, the farmer, he must have the knowledge. He must possess the necessary knowledge of farming, number one. Number two, the grain that he plants into the soil must be good. It must be such a grain that will have the potential of producing many more grains. And number three, the ground where he plants that seed must be good. It must be fertile. So there are 3 things. The farmer must know what he's doing. Number two, the grain must be good. And the soil must be fertile. Similarly, when it comes to spending, the one who is spending, he is like the farmer. He must have the correct niyyah and intention. So his intention must be pure. His niyyah must be pure, that it is done only for the pleasure of Allah, like the farmer who had the necessary knowledge. Number two is that the grain had to be good. So the wealth that you are spending in the path of Allah or towards a charitable cause must be pure wealth. It must be good wealth, not the leftovers, or not that which a person no longer needs or no longer requires. So he says, let me give this towards a charitable cause. That is not the pure. Allah wants you to spend the pure. Only will the pure seed produce more such grains and seeds. And number three, we said the soil must be fertile. The soil can refer to the person who's receiving that charity. That person must be one who's deserving of the charity. Don't spend on somebody whom you know will use that pure charity of yours in avenues that are impermissible. While you are helping him, to commit more vice and sin through that charity. So all three aspects must be in order. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains these are the conditions for spending. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah, in the way of Allah, ثُمَّ لَا يُتْبِعُونَ مَا أَنْفَقُ مَنَّ وَلَا أَذَى. And then they do not supplement their spending. They do not follow up their spending with man and other. Now Allah mentions those things which invalidate your charity. Allah says they do not supplement their spending with boasting. So they do not follow up. They did a wonderful cause, and they have spent towards a wonderful project in the way of Allah. Allah says, and they do not follow it up with boasting. They do not publicize it. They do not speak about it. They do not make it known to others. وَلَا أَذَى. And they do not follow it up with أَذَى. أَذَى, teasing, insulting, mocking, reminding the person of the favor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then such acts of charity, if they are carried out by a person, لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. They will receive full rewards by their Rabb for the acts of charity. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. They shall not experience any fear at the time of death. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Nor shall they grieve at the time of death. So these are the two things which will invalidate your charity: publicizing it, boasting about it, speaking about it, and number two, reminding the person about it and insulting the person, sometimes directly, sometimes indirectly. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ. Allah says, to utter a kind statement or to forgive somebody of a wrong that he has done, this act is better than a charity which is followed up by boasting and teasing. So one is a person does an act of charity, huge act of charity, but then after that he reminds the person of his act of charity, or he publicizes it, or boasts about it and speaks about it. You have that act on one side. On the other side, a person makes a kind statement, a good statement, or a person forgives somebody else of a wrong that that person had done towards him. Allah says the latter, to say a kind statement and to forgive others, is better than the charity which is followed up by insult and boasting. Wallahu ghaniyun haleem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent, and Allah is most tolerant. May Allah grant us the understanding.